Helen, would you like to come and lead us in the breaking of bread?
As I've been meditating and trying to decide what to do, because I knew I was asked to do this a few days ago, and not a right lot was coming to me, except some scriptures that have played over and over in my mind. So I intend to read them to you, but I'm not going to tell you where they're from. Because sometimes when we, and I do it myself, when we turn to the scripture, we read our own version, we don't listen to what's being said. So I'll tell you later if you want to know. So I'm going to start here. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it says to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. It's what law does for you, isn't it? Proclaims you guilty or innocent. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. So all the law does is give us the knowledge that we've sinned. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's not one of us here this afternoon that hasn't sinned. We've all come short of the glory of God. But being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Through faith in his blood, we declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. It's faith in his blood that we're remembering today, that we receive the forgiveness, the deliverance, the healing, anything that we need is round the table this afternoon for us. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. No good trying to satisfy the law, because all the satisfaction of the law does is give us a list of tick boxes, isn't it? But faith in Jesus gives us so much more. Everything we need is in him. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. We establish the law. The law isn't done away with. The law is still there. The law was given by God, but through him we satisfied the terms of the law. Even though we don't seek to obey the law, we seek to obey him, but in doing so we satisfy the law. If we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offences and was raised for our justification. Jesus was raised from the dead. When he died, he didn't stay dead. He was resurrected. And that resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead is in you. If Jesus is in you, his resurrection power is in you. There's nothing that can hinder us. There's nothing that can get in our way, because in him is all the fullness that we need from day to day. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly, which was us. Scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Didn't wait for us to be right. Didn't wait for us to get it right. didn't wait for us to start trying to put our lives together. He died for us in the state we were. We don't have to put things right in our lives to come to him. In fact, it's better if you don't try and make yourself right. It's better if you leave it up to him, because he'll make a better job of it than you ever will. And trust me, I've tried, and I know. God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Do you want to be raised from the death of your sinful lives? The things that still hang on? Do you want to be raised from those things? Do you want to get out and get above them? Do you want to be raised from your depression? Do you want to be raised from your sicknesses? Do you want to be raised from your habits that are causing you difficulties? The answer is all in here. Buried by him in baptism, just like Christ was raised up from the dead, even so, we should walk in the newness of life. For if we've been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. The next phrase isn't going to be an easy one for me to tell you. As you know, my mum passed away at the end of January. And for her now, sin is not an issue. The word tells us that he that is dead is free from sin. In real terms, the things in this world cause her no difficulties. She was born again, just like Louisa's father. They're both in heaven now, rejoicing in God. The sin only lasts while we're down here. But we can rest assured that they are happy. It's we that are left behind that suffer. And it's we that are left behind that still struggle with sin. But if we put to death our old nature, and this is the thing, isn't it? We put it to death. When it raises its ugly head, it's like, hang on, old man, you're supposed to be dead. You don't go to the cemetery and say to me, mum, come on, let's have you out of there, because she's not going to be looking very nice now. And it's the same with our sin. When once you've died to your sin, why the heck would you want to pick it up again? Why, when something doesn't work, when something causes you problems, habits that cause you illnesses, we know that there are some habits, smoking and drinking, drugs, they're the main ones that we tend to think of, but there are many others. How about eating too much? How about staying up half the night? Lots and lots of habits that are not doing our bodies any good, that in themselves may not be bad. I mean, I know that there are a number of us that can stay up quite a late at night without having any bad effects. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not name-calling, because I do it myself from time to time. But this last few days, I was telling Joan earlier, I've been rejoicing because the last few days, last couple of days, I've had 8 hours sleep. And then I've woken up, rolled over and had another two, and it's like, what's going on? I am notorious for not sleeping, but I feel so much better. And if we live right, how much better will our bodies feel? And I'm not saying, you know, because I do know of individuals in here that stay up half the night. And please don't think I'm criticising. I'm not. I'm just saying that for me, it feels better. You know, getting more sleep and what have you. and maybe it's a pattern that'll stay with me, because it's something that's annoyed me from time to time. Laying in bed for 2 or 3 hours wide awake, it's not fun. Just the last couple of scriptures. Sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. It's so easy to get the guilt complex when you've sinned. Get over yourself. You're not that important. God has forgiven you the sins. God is the one that gives us the grace through Jesus Christ. Yes, we've all sinned. And I'm not belittling the sin, and I'm not making the sin small. Sin is a big deal. But his grace can cover that big deal. There's no condemnation to those that were in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So as we gather round the table this afternoon, I want us to remember that this can be a fresh start for you. Doesn't matter what the week's brought. Doesn't matter what you think next week's going to bring. What matters is what's going to happen right now. And right now, each and every one of us are going to take the bread. And the bread symbolises his broken body. Why was his body broken? His body was broken that we might be healed. And then we're going to take the wine. Why do we take the wine? We take the wine because we remember his blood that was shed for us, that we might be forgiven. It's entirely up to you this afternoon what you do and how you take it. However, the best way is remembering, thank you, Lord, that you've forgiven me of all my sins. Thank you, Lord, that you've healed my body. Thank you, Lord, that you've given me deliverance and salvation from anything that the devil would throw at me. Because greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Remember, he only goes round like a roaring lion. He's not a roaring lion. He's got no teeth. He's a sucker. But the thing is, we make the enemy bigger, don't we? We tend to think about, oh Lord, I've failed. Well, maybe you have. But in him, you have the victory every single time. Doesn't matter how many times you fall down, get up again. Jerry Savelle said it many years ago, when I fall, I shall arise. And if you fall down, doesn't matter how many times you fall, get up. If you fall down outside in the road, get up. And get up quick, because it's a busy road. Don't lay there yelling and screaming, oh, I fell. Well, get up. And it's the same for us spiritually. Don't dwell on the fall. Get up. Get up and move forward with God. At this point, as we take, as I said, as the bread and the wine comes round, let us remember we've got so much in our Lord and Saviour. We've got so much to be thankful for. And it's my prayer this afternoon that we, each and every one of us, get to know him more and more for ourselves, and that we stop looking at the things that are going wrong in our lives. Just deal with it immediately and look to him. If we look to him, he'll bring us out of it quicker than we can ever work our way out of it. Yeah, you might solve your problem, but God knows the answer. And it may well be that turning to him gets you out of your difficulties much quicker. So I pray, Father, right now, that as we take of your bread and the wine that resembles your body and your blood, that you will open up our understanding, and that you'll open up our hearts, that you'll create in us clean hearts, that you'll renew a right spirit within us, that you'll strengthen us, and that you'll enable us to walk closer with you, that it might be a time of fellowship, but more than that, that it might be a time of establishing your life in us, that resurrection life that you prepared for us, that we can walk in all your fullness, because we ask it in the name of Jesus. And as we break this bread, Father, we just pray, Lord, that as we each receive it, that it'll be a blessing to us, and that we'll be rewarded in your kingdom later on, that we might be established not only as a fellowship but as individuals here. And we give you praise. Father, we turn to your cup, to the blood. We can't imagine what a horrific time it must have been for you. And so we're careful as we come round your table again to take us this wine, to thank you. Just thank you that you were willing to shed your blood. The shedding of your blood that even started in the garden, as you knew what was coming before you. It was so painful, even the thought of what was to come. And yet, Lord, you gave it. You gave yourself and you did that. And we pray that you'll forgive us for the times when things get difficult for us and we give up. Because sometimes it's easier to quit than to move forward. Help us to be saints that move forward in you. That we never quit until the job is done. Because we ask this in your name.